Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Jesus is the answer
for the world today. Kreste, inhlamulo ya hinkwaso. Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
This is Elijah again, greeting every born-again Christian in South Africa, Africa and beyond. I also greet all people who are non-Christians, even those of other religions, because all of us are made in the image of God. God loves us all. I wish this message could sink that God loves us all, whether you are Muslim, Catholic, Buddhists, a Hindu, whatever denomination or grouping or church affiliation you come from or you are in, know this one big thing: God loves you. Our message for this episode is titled "The Call to Exercise Spiritual Gifts of the Holy Spirit." For the past episodes, I have been giving messages and episodes on the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit in believers and in the organic body of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10, we read about the gifts given by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of languages, to another the interpretation of tongues." All these gifts I have just read for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 10, they are available for all who have thirst, hunger, passion, and desire for them. God cannot promise and not deliver. There are over 8,000 promises in the Bible, and God is a faithful God. God is not a man that he should lie. If God promises that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, you shall be saved. If God promises that after salvation, you will bear fruit of the Spirit, you shall bear fruit of the Spirit. If God promises that he will keep you after salvation, he shall keep you, because God promised, and God always delivers when he promises. If God promises that he will lead you, he will lead you even during these days of leadership bankruptcy and leadership poverty. If God promised that he will provide all your needs according to his riches in glory, God will stand by his word and he will meet all your needs. He may not meet all your wants, but he will meet all your needs according to his riches in glory. You may not believe what I will tell you. When we were hit by COVID, not only in South Africa, Africa and the whole world, although Africa suffered less casualties, you never know of God's hand. Because in Africa, we don't have all the sophisticated medications and all the specialists, and yet the hand of God was upon Africa. Fewer people died in Africa than in Western countries, because God is a God of miracles. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of justice. So as we share on this subject, the call to exercise spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul lists some of these gifts in his first letter to the Corinthian church. Despite of the divisions and the weaknesses In that church of Corinth, what are you learning from what I have just said? Look, friends, the church of Corinth, itletse mathata, problems, divisions, and even immoral sins were mentioned, prejudice and racism. And yet Paul, without any prejudice and judgmentalness, he addresses them on the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. I wish I could be like Paul. You know, to understand what I am saying, you should read what Paul says about the Corinthian church. Despite the bad things that were in that church, they were so bad that a mature lady who was a member of that church told Paul about the problems of that church, with the hope that Paul will help that church. And do you know what Paul wrote about that church? One, he recognized them as the church of Jesus Christ. Two, he said they are saints. Three, he said they are called by God. Four, he recognizes them as those who have been set aside for godly purposes. Even if you are weak, don't allow somebody to send you to hell in advance. God is a God of mercy. God is a God of love. God can still sanctify you, change and transform you. You can move from weakness to strength. What are some of these gifts? One is a gift of wisdom. Two is a gift of knowledge. Three is a gift of faith. Four is a gift of healings. Five is a gift of working of miracles. Six is prophecy. Seven is discerning of spirits. Eight is different kinds of languages. Nine, interpretation of tongues. 10, the gift of teaching. Yes, that is a gift we need desperately in the body of Christ. 11, a gift of exhortation. 12, liberal giving and hospitality. Lastly, 13, the gift of mercy. In conclusion, may God give you and me thirst, hunger, passion, and desire for this fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit is more important than gifts and talents. Christ said 2,000 years ago, the only way people will know that we are his church, the only way people will know that we are his disciples, it is by the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May God give every one of you a gift to be used both in the church and outside the sanctuary. God bless you, friends.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashangani's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashangani.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashangani on Facebook and Instagram.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.